Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Call it, what are we having? No movement today, and it's the commentary is the key, isn't it?
It is. It's RBNZ Day, monetary policy statement as well. Look, the cash rate, Mike, will in all likelihood remain unchanged. I do tend to agree with the bulk of commentators out there suggesting that today's announcement is as much a communications challenge as it is a monetary policy challenge. I mean, look, Mike, recent data suggests the increases that we've seen, already seen in the official cash rate, you know, translated through the interest rate curve into mortgage rates and other lending rates. They're doing their job. The third quarter CPI was lower, albeit only slightly. It was lower than the Reserve Bank was expecting. You've seen a recent drop of that recent drop of data that we saw, the selected price indexes. That supports the view that that is continuing to quarter four, even if at the moment it's only for the first month of the fourth quarter. The labour market is moderating. Retail spending is moving in the right direction to support the thesis that we're seeing a decrease in demand. And all of this is happening, Mike, in the context of a big surge in migration. But the inflation job, you know, their key job, getting inflation down to the target range, that's still a long way from being done. Remember, the target range is 1% to 3%. You've got to get it there, then you've got to keep it there. Inflation is currently at what? It's currently at 5.6%. So we do get an update on fourth quarter CPI in January, 24th of January 2024. So the central bank needs to ensure that the general populace, and as important as that, it needs to ensure that the reef fish in the financial markets don't start to anticipate interest rate cuts too enthusiastically. They don't want to reignite pressures in things like the housing market. Now, my view is that the RBNZ will and should acknowledge that recent data, but at the same time point to the slow pace of the fall in inflationary expectations. And there also will, as ever, be them pointing out the proliferation of risks that we've got. And risks are evident from sort of both sides of the ledger. I mean, your housing market is stabilised. They don't want it getting frothy. There's still the potential for that migration impulse to create extra demand. Think rents. You know, you are seeing that in Australia. Then also you are getting the resurgence in tourism. You are getting an influx of foreign students. That potentially plays a part here as well, of sort of building up demand. But coming from the other side, there are the headwinds. You've got slower levels of government spending, lower levels of government spending. External forces, think about our trading partners. You've got slowing growth in those economies. There's the ever-present geopolitical risks. And then you've also got the continued transmission of monetary policy to date. So it's still feeding into mortgage rates. I refer to it, Mike, as the second round of mortgage pain. So, yep, bottom line is cash rate stays the same. The OCR track, keep a good look at that. That probably stays the same. But the MPS, Mike, it will as ever be a really good read. Yep. Get into it, you know, enjoy
dead
it.
Right. Dead right. Yeah. Speaking of central banks, the RBA, so they've done what they've done, and we're seeing the effects of that because sales are down there. Wallets are closed.
They are. So Aussie retail sales yesterday, Reserve Bank of Australia, they recently nudged up their OCR, still well below ours, of course, at 4.35%. But yesterday, a little bit of evidence that these interest rates are starting to bite. October retail sales, they fell, not by much. Sales dropped 0.2% from a month earlier, but estimates were for a small rise. You look at it, compare it to a year earlier, you've got a 1.2% rise in sales, which is pretty anemic. And you've got this impact of high migration there as well, inward migration. They've had heaps of people coming in. So you look at per capita spending over there, it's falling. It's down 1.6% for the year. Of course, you come into November and you get the big shopping events that we've just seen, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So sales should rebound, but momentum is waning there as well. So it's similar to what we're seeing here in New Zealand.
Right, lay some numbers on me.
The Dow Jones is up 0.37% so far. It's up 130 points, 35,458. The S&P 500 is up a third of a percent, 4565. And the NASDAQ also up 0.3%, it's up 44 points, 14,285. Small fall in the FTSE 100 overnight, 7455. Small fall also in the Nikkei, 33,408. Small rise in the Shanghai Composite, 3,038. The Australasian markets yesterday were positive. The ASX 200 gained 0.39%, closing at 7,015. And the NZX 50 gained almost 0.75%. So good day, closing at 11,237. Kiwi dollar stronger overnight. The US dollar is weakening off. 0.6146 now against the US. So buy your US dollars. 0.9221 against the Aussie. 0.5583 against the euro. £0.4834, 90.56 Japanese yen. Gold, the gold bugs will be loving this. Gold is at $2,040. Hasn't been there. Well, I think that might be record high. I'm not sure. Brent crude, $81.92.
Good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.